This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, July 12, 2017. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, a high-end condominium community planned for the old district court site in Salem got a significant boost in recent weeks when the state approved a much-anticipated tax break program for downtown housing developers. Local developer Diamond Senecori wants to build 61 residential condominiums at the old courthouse site at 65 Washington Street. The City Council approved a housing development incentive program in April, creating tax breaks for developers if they build market-rate housing in the program zone, which includes the court site and five other downtown properties. The State Department of Housing and Community Development recently approved the downtown Salem zone, according to City Planning Director Tom Daniel. City Council discussions on the program were heated, with opponents of the proposal saying it was only being considered because of the Diamond Senecori project and its need for extra cash to deal with on-site contamination. Others lobbied to restart the public process of bidding the property out to developers since the creation of the tax break zone changed the site dramatically. More on the story in today's Salem News, story written by Dustin Luca. Well, there's a particular smell in Lynn on the Lynnway. Bill Newell has that story.
Well, Rick, as Thomas Grillo writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, that offensive smell of onions wafting from the Lynnway factory could be the subject of a money-damaging lawsuit. A Lynnfield law firm has sent letters to residents telling them that they may be entitled to cash if the odors from the kettle cuisine interfere with the enjoyment of their home. The company, founded in Chelsea more than 30 years ago, handcrafts small-batch soups from scrap for restaurants, food service operators, and grocers, according to the company's website. The company moved to Lynn nearly 4 years ago. William Doyle, an attorney for Kalana and Doyle, who sent the notices, did not return a call seeking comment about the possible class action lawsuit. But his letter said that they are investigating stink complaints about the facility and ask potential claimants to describe how the stench affects their quality of life. Leon McLennan, Kettle Cuisine's CEO, was not surprised to learn about the potential court action. He said many of the company's employees live in the city and shared the letter with management. McLennan defended the company's handling of the smells. He said they have invested time, effort, and cash to combat the odors and worked with the city and the Department of Environmental Protection to be good neighbors. Quote, there are lots of other smells on the Lynnway, he said. There's a rubbish dump down the road, a bakery, old neighborhood, and the dairy. Those smells blow past us, but we get the finger pointed at us for a variety of smells. We are one of the few businesses trying to mitigate the odors. Ward 4 City Councilor Richard Colucci, who lives near the factory, said that he can smell the onions through his bedroom window. He is convinced the odors are from kettle cuisine. We'll stay on this smelly story from the Lynnway. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell.
Alrighty, Bill, thank you. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News, for soon-to-be Topsfield Fire Chief Jennifer Collins-Brown, the reality is she will still need to be a jack-of-all-trades. Around noon on Tuesday, for example, a woman came to the station with chest pains. Collins-Brown, the department's emergency medical services coordinator, took the woman's blood pressure, and when it was decided the woman had to go to the hospital, Collins-Brown drove the ambulance. She's quoted as saying, you never know, of being a firefighter in a small town. That's what the greatest thing about the job is, she says. It's so unpredictable and varied. Topsfield selectmen on Monday voted to confirm the appointment of Collins-Brown as fire chief. Pending the outcome of contract negotiations, the current fire captain will become the first female fire chief in Essex County and only the fourth in the state. More on the story written by Ethan Foreman in today's Salem News. Bridget Turcott writes on itemlive.com, the Saugus School Department wants to provide support for students before and after the bell rings. In addition to filling two administrative positions by the end of the month, Superintendent Dr. David DeRossi said he hopes to bring two new social workers to the district to focus on issues outside of the confines of the school building. For several years, the district has wanted to bring additional adjustment counselors to the team. A school budget allocation of $100,000 more than the department expected to receive will provide funding for two counselors' salaries. More on this story written by Bridget Turcott in today's Item Live. And in Gloucester, Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times that Gloucester School Committee is poised to approve a new 3-year contract for school superintendent Richard Sapphire. that would boost his base salary from $171,153 to $177,600 for the coming year, and then up to $188,162 in 2018-2019. The pending superintendent's contract, due up for approval by the committee at its meeting Wednesday night, would grant him base pay hikes of 1.9% over each of the next 2 years, slightly less than the rate of increase granted the district's teachers under their new contract approved last month. So the Gloucester School Committee meeting will take place tonight with action items to include a vote to approve a new contract for the superintendent. That's at the school administration headquarters at 2 Blackburn Drive. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports update. Well, Stephen Delisio out of Swampscott in St. John's Prep leads the Massachusetts Amateur Golf Tournament after two rounds. He's at 3 under par, 137, and has a one-shot lead heading into today's third round. Little League Tournament baseball results from District 16. It was Peabody West over Swampscott 9-3. Gloucester defeated Hamilton Wenham in District 15, 14-4. They'll go on and take on Beverly for the District 15 Little League title. That game will be played at Harry Ball Field in Beverly tomorrow night at 7:30. There's always more sports at msonewsports.com.